During nearly 40 years as a policeman in South Auckland, Al Filipina never once felt that the police force needed to be armed. Now he's changed his mind. Al Filipina is now a serving Manukau councillor and joins us now. Kia ora, good morning to you.
Morena, Guy.
Why have you changed your mind?
Just with the firearm incidents that are happening now. Even last year with Ōtara, happening there. Just over the last few days, we've had incidents across Aotearoa with Hamilton, with West Auckland, with Manere. So, look, people are just willing to use firearms now, not only within public, but also against the police. And it's just a sad indictment. And I'm feeling sad that I'm now thinking, geez, how are we going to fix this in regards to the police, especially with firearm incidents being so common? That's why I'm sad.
Okay, we'll circle back to whether it is becoming more common in a second, but I just want to get from you the logistics of how you think this should work. Are you talking about these armed response teams that were trialled by the police? What are you suggesting?
Well, look, the armed response teams, and I've been consistent in regards to, I felt that they would be a better step in regards to protecting, believe it or not, the community. Why? Because in the old days when I was in the job, if there was a firearm incident, people's, as members of the AOS, the Armed Defender Squad, will have to return back to their station to be kitted up and then briefing to then go to the actual incident. Where you have with the armed response teams, you had people who were trained, who were there and would get there, and it's more about the safety of the community if there's a firearm or an offender with a firearm in the community. That's the armed response one. And I'm not saying, and I've been consistent again with me when I was in the job, I'm not saying everybody has to carry a firearm. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that from my perspective, and even with the people in the community I live in, is that people who are in the front line, I personally don't think that community constables, because their roles different, liaison officers, etc., should be there.
Well, hang on. They've already got Glock pistols in a lockbox in the car, and they've got Bushmaster M4 rifles in the car, semi-automatic rifles.
Yep.
They've got access to those weapons now if they need them, and they can unlock them and grab the gun. So what do you want? What more do you want?
Well, what I'm saying is that if they know that they're attending an incident, you have people who have been trained in situations where firearms with the incident they're going to. That's the difference. I'm not.
Yeah, but those officers,
officers
need to do their gun training anyway. They need a license that's kept up to date.
Of course they do. And I was doing that training with the Glock. What I'm saying is that at least if you know you're going to an armed incident, you have professional people who get a heck of a lot more training. It'll be interesting to find out how many people actually do the training as in frontline staff than armed offenders.
Okay.
That's the difference.
That's
my difference. Yeah,
okay. Now, we've had a lot in the media. That doesn't mean that there have been more. Let's look at some of the facts. You might have other ones. I'm going from a story from Ben Strang, who's our police reporter. He did an OIA request last year. It showed that an officer was attacked by someone wielding a gun 13 times in 2019. Now, that was up to from 2018, where there were 11, but it was steady over the last past 5 years. So, you know, is it happening more often, or have we got a bit of a surge here? There's a lot of media interest. I'm not downplaying that, but we've got to be sober and look at this, don't we, and say, is it actually happening more often? Do we have enough facts to say this is increasing and we need to act?
Well, I mean, look, if we just go to over the last, on the 15th of July, for example, you had the public with a gunpoint, as in two members of the public in Central Auckland. That's on the 15th. Then on Sunday, the following Sunday, you had a discharge with a firearm in West Auckland. Then you ended up having the incident in Palmer's Road, and that was on the 22nd. So look, that's just on the stuff that I know and read.
Yeah,
so
but in each of the last 2 years, New Zealand has had 2.4 gun-related deaths per million. That compares with 106 per million in the US. Now, no one wants to get like the US, but
no.
I mean, okay, but they're carrying guns. Look, mate, if the answer was carrying more guns, you know, they're carrying the guns, aren't they? Does it?
Yeah,
I guess the question behind that is this one.
Yeah.
Does it make our communities safer for the police to have more ready access to guns?
No, so what I think there's two things that we need to at least make clear. One is about the armed response team, and the other one is arming police, as in all police officers. I'm only suggesting here from my perspective. When I was in the police, I did not want all our staff to be carrying arms, myself included, when I was in the job. That's changed in regards to over the last few days, and it's only been sort of 6-7 days now. That's changed in regards to firearm incidents, but not, again, I'm not saying that all police officers end up being armed. It depends on the role that they have. I was a community cop for 14 and a half years in Mangere. I'm not saying that I now, if I was still a community cop, yes, I want to be armed. No way. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that my view has changed in regards to the front line. Even though they may have the Glock and the rifle in the vehicle locked, I'm saying that in regards to this, we need to have a look at it, and that's where I'm changing. In regards to the response teams, that's a wee bit different again. We can talk about, because the staff will go to incidents, but what about ones where they end up coming across a firearm with a turnover, with stopping a vehicle? What happens then? What happens if they end up going to a job where there is a firearm or possible firearm? They end up driving there to the scene and then end up being confronted by the person with the firearm.
All right.
You know, that's why I'm saying there's two different things. Armed response team, that's one. For me, I don't want all police officers carrying it.
I
wouldn't do it. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for your time. Do appreciate it. Our Filipina there, he spent 40 years as a policeman in South Auckland, and is now serving Manukau councillor